47 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on your Thursday morning. Joining me right now from his perch high above the production studios of Sheridan Media, James Timberlake.
The perch high above, huh?
I build that up for you.
I think it's still, yeah, I mean, okay. It's barely a perch if it's a perch.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got a lot of power at your hands there with nine stations. Right.
Well, it's like the step you have that all the trucks have right before you get into the car. Like right. The little step right there. Right. That's what I'm standing
okay.
on.
Okay. Today, James, it's Thursday.
The 9th. It's true, yeah.
On the 9th, Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee, 86 today.
Okay.
Chevy Chase. Very funny actor, comedian, mm-hmm. Saturday Night Live, National Lampoon Vacation guy, 82 today. 1818, two English boxers became the first to use padded gloves.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bare knuckles before that, baby.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't gone back to that, too. I just happened to be flipping through channels. It was a Saturday night, and there was a... bare knuckles fight. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's not...
That was painful to watch.
Yeah, I wouldn't... That wouldn't be one for me.
I watched... It was the tail end of it, and I watched the tail end of it. It was like, I don't know. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Not for me.
Yeah. 1946, the first electric blanket was sold. Hey.
Cool.
Nice. A little expensive. $40.
Yeah, that is expensive. $40.
Yeah, but it's electric, though.
Yeah,
you're nice.
True.
You're nice and toasted and heated the minute you get into bed.
Mm-hmm.
1956, Don Larson of the New York Yankees pitched the first perfect game in the history of the World Series.
Really? What year is that? 1986?
1950.
Oh, 56.
Don Larson, 56.
Gotcha.
Are you watching any of the playoffs or any of that?
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit. Yankees lost. I was happy.
I have not watched any this year.
Any baseball playoffs?
Yeah, none.
I've had some good games.
Usually I watch when the playoff season hits, you know, I'll watch a little bit of it, but I haven't. I haven't caught any of it, so.
Yeah, they've been pretty good so far.
All right. Well, you would know.
For the most part, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you think the NC, what do you think about this? And don't go into a tirade on it.
Oh, I will.
NCAA. Has approved a proposal to permit student athletes and athletic department staff to bet on professional sports. This rule change is pending approval from all three NCAA divisions.
Yeah, I don't.
To
that
let
one's
student athletes and athletic staff to bet on professional
sports. Professional sports.
But it's on professional sports.
I don't know. I think that it's just gonna. It's. You're begging for it to be misused or used incorrectly.
Okay.
Because, I mean, how are you gonna monitor that?
I know.
There's
right.
Over 100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's over 100,000 student athletes in the right. NCAA. It's part of right. the NCAA. I mean,
yeah.
There's just no way.
Yeah, interesting.
So I don't know. Yeah. It's still, like you said, still waiting approval. So I don't. I got a hard time seeing that actually going through.
Okay. All right. Hey. You didn't bring your teddy bear to work day.
That's true.
All right.
No, I did not.
Okay. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
It's Pet Obesity Awareness Day.
True. Sure.
Is Amelia,
don't overfeed.
Is Amelia overweight?
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say yes.
That's because they beg you all the time, and then they're relentless, and then you give in and give them, you know?
Amelia will let me know.
Oh, I know.
If he is hungry, he will not. He will not stop until he is fat.
I know. They're relentless.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this should be every day. Stop Bullying Day.
Yeah, true. Should be every day.
Every day. World Octopus Day. God, I love those.
Sure.
They're so cool.
Octopuses are crazy.
They are crazy. Fire Prevention Day today.
Yeah.
Beer and pizza, James.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Moldy Cheese Day. I don't know about that.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It is. Sneakers Day. Got your sneakers on?
I always got sneakers on.
I know you do.
Those are my attire of choice.
Staple. No one has more sneakers, I don't think, than Ron Richter.
Yeah. He's the sneakerhead of the office.
Imelda Marcus of sneakers.
Yeah.
I call him that. That guy, and he's got the coolest sneakers ever, too.
He's on the prowl for,
yeah,
the sneakers.
He is. He's got some cool sneakers. Book reading, James, by adults continues to decline in the U.S., except for you. Good for you.
That's unsurprising, I think.
No.
Do they mean like physical book reading, or do they mean are they even including Kindles in that?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but yeah. I would imagine it's all, maybe it is book itself.
Physical
it.
Book?
Yeah.
I like physical. Actually, I like physical
people,
books a lot more.
More people
than,
are going back to that.
Yeah. You know? I think there's something about holding the book in your hand.
Right.
I don't need another piece of technology that I need to be looking at in order to read.
Especially when you're using it all day long.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right.
I'm already struggling with the blue light. You know, I don't need to do it again to do more of it.
You reading a book now?
Yeah, I am.
For sure.
I'm reading all the time here, Bob.
I know you're reading all the time. So what are you reading? What's the name of your book?
This one's called Abaddon's Gate. It's a science fiction book. It's part of a series. It's the third in a series that I'm getting through.
Jeez. How long is a series?
I think it's 8 books.
Oh, man,
but
James.
I like the series enough so far that I'm like, I want to, yeah.
You're going to continue on when you go to the next one right after? You're going through all 8.
I've had a very good time reading these books.
Wow,
so
good for you.
I'm going to try to get through them all.
I envy you.
I bought the fourth one when I was in Denver. I was like, so I don't have to buy it later. I'll buy the fourth one here.
Okay, there you go. All right. Scientists found that the actual chemical responsible for a distance runner's high is the same chemical that's responsible for the pot smoker's high.
Really?
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. Survey of parents reveals 83% check their children's trick-or-treat candy before allowing them to eat. I think we should raise that up a little bit. I used to check my kids' candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, check this out.
Anybody that's doing that, by the way, that not checking, but like putting bad things in.
Yeah, no kidding.
Those people are not cool.
There's a special place for them after they pass away.
True. For real.
I don't even have to say it, yeah. Okay, James, a 32-year-old bodybuilder from Australia set a new Guinness World Record. Check this out. Jade Henderson completed 733 pull-ups in one hour.
Whoa,
not
1 hour.
Not like all day, okay? 1 hour.
That's
insane.
It's a lot of pull-ups. That's a lot of pull-ups.
I'd be embarrassed to tell you probably how many pull-ups I could do. I haven't tried it recently.
I don't know if I could do. I don't think I could do any. I'll be honest with you.
Oh,
I'm not.
That
I don't.
Is
I don't have
crazy.
The
crazy 733 pull-ups in 1 hour.
That's a lot.
He eclipsed the old record of 725. Like, yeah, he didn't just barely beat it. He, like, smashed it.
Yeah, blew it out of the water.
Man. Wow. Okay. A historic tunnel used by Roman emperors at the Colosseum is now open to tourists, dating back to the end of the first century. They found this hidden passage. It allowed the emperors to bypass crowds and enter the arena securely. Hmm. Now they're going to open it up so everybody can take a look at it.
Makes sense why they had that.
Jeez. Check this out. 900 climbers, along with guides and support staff, successfully rescued James from Mount Everest.
On 900?
A freak blizzard.
Yeah. Apparently those are relatively common at the top of the world.
On the mountains, China side, they rescued successfully all of them. 900 climbers.
Can I be honest with you? When it comes to Mount Everest, I don't know if it really has the same
appeal?
Yeah. The same punch that it used to. You know what I mean? Because it feels like anytime I'm watching a video of people trying to summit Mount Everest, I see like a long line.
I know. It's like a tourist attraction.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, what have we turned this into?
I know.
Not to mention people, they have to, but they leave their O2 canisters all up there and it's just turned into a mess.
It turned into a huge mess. Yeah. And that's really unfortunate.
It really is.
Yeah. I agree with you. Hey! Cattle truck carrying 120 cows overturned. Miles City, Montana, Sunday afternoon. Swift response from residents. That does not surprise me. Authorities corralled the animals like within an hour. Mm-hmm. First responders worked to open the cow hauler. Cows scattered. Some wandered all the way into town.
Of course.
Community members, Cowboys, Cowgirls, they rounded them up.
Within I believe
an hour, it. 120 of them. Yeah. Now, if that same truck would have overturned in Los Angeles, it would have taken them a year.
Well, yeah. I mean, not to mention.
I love it.
How many cows would have been hit by cars?
They did lose three cows, though.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That. So, but yeah, 120 of them, though. That's good. That's funny. I can just see that town. They got just flat out got after it. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Speaking of Cowboys and Cowgirls, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones fined.
I saw this video.
He was fined $250,000. Probably had that in his billfold.
Yep. He just walked over to the NFL offices and handed it to him.
Yeah, by the NFL making an obscene gesture towards fans during the game against the Jets. He claims it was intended as a thumbs up.
No, it wasn't. That is a straight lie by Jerry. I saw the video, and it couldn't be more of a middle finger if he wanted it to be. Honestly, here's the thing. The way I see it, I understand he's an NFL owner. You got to hold yourself to a bigger standard, whatever.
Right.
But here's the thing. If you're going to taunt like the NFL owner can clap back. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
He did.
And again, it's no skin off his back. $250,000 grand. Again, yeah. He walked to the NFL offices down the street in New York and said, here, have the check.
He probably said, yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, exactly. He's like, what are you Jets fan have to root
for?
He said,
no, that was a thumbs-up gesture. Was it a thumbs-up gesture, James?
No.
It was a middle finger gesture.
Yeah, it was a very obvious middle finger. If he thought that was supposed to be a thumbs up, we got to get him checked out.
And
he's losing ability for his extremities.
If you're confused, what's what? Then yeah, I think you better get a test.
Get start to calling it quits there, Jerry.
There you go. gotta love the fire in that guy, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. All right.
Again, if you're the owner. I'm all right with that. Whatever.
Who's playing football tonight?
It's the Eagles-Giants, I believe.
Okay. Eagles-Giants tonight.
So maybe we'll see the Eagles fan or the Eagles owner flip someone off in New York.
Play some pro football picking with us, okay? Go online, showtimemedia.com, click on the promotions banner, and sign up. And you could win a $100 prize. This week we got merchandise from Bighorn Beverage. James Timberlake, Scott Swamp Shop, 8 o'clock hour. Floyd Whiting, Public Pulse 910 Advocacy and Resource Center. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way.